Reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 4, verse 8b. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. That was Revelation 4, verse 8b.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, February 6, 2024. And if you were tuned in last week, you heard about these two new employees with this radio ministry. Thank you, God, a million times over. They both seem to be working out, and they're spending the second week with me, so they survived the first week. We're all learning a lot together. And so joining me today in the studio is Ani Lutschman. You heard some of her testimony last week, and she's been working behind the scenes on a lot of different things, a lot of training going on. She actually made it last Thursday to our ministry leaders luncheon, along with Joyce Minke, our station manager, and then Dave Fitch, who's our new director of development. And you might have heard his voice yesterday. He was a part of the interview with Johnny Harris. Wow, wasn't that a powerful interview, as Johnny shared some of his faith journey, life story, his testimony time. And Dave and I and Johnny talked for about another hour after the program, because Johnny had so many different nuggets of truth, of enthusiasm for the Lord, and how God really took him through a tragic beginning of his life, through many years of drug abuse and misbehavior and heartache, and yet how God, about 32 years ago, he's been clean for 32 plus years, and he's now a pastor of a church in the greater Champaign-Urbana area and doing well. So if you missed yesterday's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, also at wluj.org under the Mark and Friends tab. But Dave was a little part of yesterday's program. I think he did a little opening comment, because I said, Dave, you're our new director of development. Say hi to everyone. And so today we're going to do a little more training. I have both Dave and Ani in the studio to see how it all works. And I told Dave we were going to do a Testimony Tuesday, but with his new book coming out in about a month and a half, I think I'm going to commit 2 or 3 days of fully introducing him and some of his faith journey, life story, and other things that God has put on his heart, especially with this new book. In fact, on Friday, 3 of our board members, and Ani, you were a part of that too, so we're getting her involved in everything, sat down with Dave over lunch, and we talked about his book and some of the thoughts that he had on why he wrote it, even though he's working a demanding full-time job. Did you say it about 7 years worth of thinking it through? And you didn't start out with the intention of writing a book. You were just collecting thoughts?
That's right. About 7 years ago, I had some thoughts that I need to write this down. And I didn't have any purpose. I definitely didn't have the thought that I wanted to write a book. I just wanted to write these down. And then I wrote more down and then more. And it was really about 3.5 years into doing that that I thought, you know, I think this all fits together as one big story. And it finally ended up becoming a book.
And so, Dave, we're going to save your testimony and life story for another time, because I think I'm going to have Rob Seidenberg, who helped do some editing on your book, Why Is This Happening? And it's a fascinating overview. Not fascinating, I don't know. I'm just starting to read it, so I'm about a couple chapters in. And this is like the early manuscript version that's being printed in the coming days, probably out in about a month or so. But Why Is This Happening? Look at life, look at the heartache, look at the sin, look at the depravity, what's happening in this world, and what's behind it? Why is it happening? Has the church not met up to God's expectation? Are people getting mamsy-pamsy and what is truth? And he enters into a great discussion, some overview on where we've gone wrong or strayed from the Bible or biblical points of view or been so marginalized that we don't stand up for the Lord or stand up for truth. And so we'll talk about that in the coming days. But I wanted to share with our listeners an email that I sent out to our board and our ministry team announcing that you both were coming on board. I sent this out last week. And so I want to read that and comment a little and have a little fun with allowing you both to be introduced a little more to the radio listening family. But before I do that, those of you that were tuned into 100.1 FM in Decatur, I guess it was on Thursday and Friday, we were getting a few reports that the station seemed to be off the air, but there was inclement weather, and sometimes our feed into the Decatur area, because of the terrain, because of different circumstances, it's marginal for a few hours, but then it always clears up. And that only happens a few times a year, so it's just what happens. But then we got a couple more calls on Friday. So as I was driving to Springfield from Champaign, I'm driving along 72 and I tuned in 100.1 and I said, great, this frequency's there. I can hear it. All is well. Happy camper. Thank you, God. I don't have to problem solve. And I went on and met with some board members and other team members and had a work day. And then I got another call that it's still off the air. And I'm like, well, I heard 100.1 FM on my way here, and it's got to be fine. And I said, Howard, I think I'm going to have to send you out and check out, you know, what's going on there. I can't get a hold of the person that is right there where our tower is. Lo and behold, Howard said, well, when you tuned in 100.1, are you sure it was the Decatur frequency? Because you might have been hearing the Lincoln frequency, which is also 100.1. I'm like, well, you know what? I never looked. I turned on my radio and I heard a signal on 100.1. Well, lo and behold, I was listening to 100.1 Lincoln and not 100.1 Decatur. So Decatur was off the air on Friday. So as we're out here in Springfield, I was problem solving thinking, well, I know the breaker switch for that transmitter is in this person's house. It's a long story, and I won't give you all the details, but it's not an ideal situation. And I thought maybe that breaker switch got flipped. I know they're doing some remodeling. Maybe somebody turned it off and didn't know better. And so anyways, I finally on Friday around lunchtime got a hold of the individual, and I said, might the breaker switch have been flipped? Because otherwise I got to come out and try to figure out, is the transmitter broken? What's going on? And so she got a hold of a contractor that was working in there, and lo and behold, the breaker switch had been flipped or had been turned off. They turned it on, and so we were restored to power. But thank you, God, for Barbara Behringer. I don't know if you're tuned in, Barbara, but you had called in. Janet Davis had called in. She also lives in Decatur, along with Margaret Silver. They all said, hey, this is our favorite station. I hope things are okay. You know, we're praying. And so it was a matter of a breaker switch being flipped in this house that provides the power to this tower site. All to say that don't ever hesitate to call in if something doesn't sound right. You know, with 19 frequencies, sometimes things happen, or don't you know, a mouse chews a wire and something is not working, or a computer freezes up, or the satellite feed goes bad, or there's icing on the dish or snow and that interferes with what we call our air chain. But don't ever hesitate to call in. You could be one of our radio scouts, and those are people that we cherish, and whenever we have an issue in a certain town, we can call up and say, hey, are you getting the signal? Is everything coming through all right? Or maybe sometimes it's garbled or there's some other kind of issue. Please don't ever hesitate to call. Our phone number here at Springfield, the family of stations, is 217-528-2300, 217-528-2300. Or if it's one of the Great News radio stations, call 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. So anyways, we appreciate our listeners and our friends in Decatur that called in, and thank you, God, it was a simple breaker switch that got flipped. So we love when all of our 19 frequencies are proclaiming the good news of Jesus and lifting high his name and helping all of us know that God loves us and cares for us. Well, I sent out a notice I mentioned on the front end of the program to our radio board, and then I thought, you know, I need to update the ministry team so they all know about the new hires and some of the things happening. And so this is how my email went out. Ministry team, I want to keep you in the loop on things as your prayers and involvement is greatly appreciated. And as you know, I have 3 exclamation points. I like those exclamation points when you write in and I see them in an email or I see them in a letter or on a card. I always get encouraged. I just sent this out to our radio board. Yay, God, for how he is at work. Woohoo! When it rains, it pours, but this time in a good way. And as Huey would say, and Huey's our board chairman, we need rain to water the soil to produce much fruit. Years ago, when we were talking about all these things that were going wrong, and he said, you know, but rain is good. It's what God uses to water the soil so that fruit can be produced. So I bolded that for all the board to see, because we always laugh about Huey, always looking on the bright side. And then I said quickly, because they know my emails get really long, as did this one, but I put number one, Ani Lutchman, new part-timer at WLUJ, is working out great, joining us in the studio. So that's what I sent to our board. Ani, I think you're doing great. You're into week two now, and you're starting to learn more facets of the radio ministry, and appreciate your efforts. And then I put two, WLUJ 5G issues all fixed tremendously, installed a new LMB, that's a device on our satellite dish, a 5G filter, and coax, things are now working great. The same is ordered for Fisher and will be installed soon, and I received that a few days ago, so hope to have that installed in the Fisher-Foosland area. So the problem with this 5G interfering with our signal will be resolved. And then number three, I've spent some hours and much conversation with Dave Fitch of Springfield. I'm ready to hire him as our director of development, which has happened, and you're still with me, so that's a good thing. And Dave was on yesterday's broadcast very, very briefly. But as a director of development, I'll share later on what that's going to involve. But he will volunteer some and be compensated. He assures me he will not only bring great value to the ministry, but his efforts should reap long and short-term financial gain. Dave is a visionary like me and has lots of ideas and thoughts. Note attached brief bio, and David sent some information about him and his life experiences and his family and so forth. And Jim Miller, one of our board members, last Friday when we had lunch, he said, it's kind of a scary thought to think that there's going to be like two Mark Burnses or two David Finches with all these ideas together.
It could be dangerous.
Yeah, that's what he said. And then I went on to say, my goals for Dave will be to use his skills to advance our ministry, which is to educate, edify, and evangelize. And then to build towards the future, expand our community involvement and engagement, increase revenue streams, and creatively work to improve our overall operation. And I kidded with Dave recently. I said to improve our overall operation is a catch-all for this means you're going to be working all the time, doing all sorts of things, night and day. And I think God has great things for this radio ministry in the days ahead, as do you. And then I went on to say, he seems to be up to the task. And then I put an FYI, and this is where you already came to the Ministry Leaders Luncheon last week, but I said Dave will come to Champaign on Thursday with Joyce and Ani to attend the Ministry Leaders Luncheon. And then I encourage the board to attend also. We'll also have a meeting afterwards about launching. Listen up, everyone. We're going to ask for your prayers for this, but we'll be launching a First Ladies Ministry at WLUJ. These First Ladies, now some of you, in fact, even a board member said, now what's a First Ladies Ministry? Well, in the black church, or many black churches, the first lady, that's the pastor's wife. She's revered, she's honored, she's elevated, she's loved on. Sometimes in the white church, the first lady is like, hey, go and work with the children, or aren't you helping out with music today? Sometimes their important role is dismissed, or it's not as valuable, or it's not as honored as maybe in the black church. But the black church, the senior pastor's wife, they're the first lady, and I always have loved that. And so I said, these first ladies, these pastor's wives, will be encouraged, equipped, and empowered in their ministry roles. WLUJ will be recognized as on the cutting edge of helping churches and pastors by ministering to their first ladies. Much more to say at a later date, but things are beginning to come together on this. We will be thinking it through, praying it up, and planning it out, etc. And I think I've personally been praying for over 2 years about this, how God may take what we've done with men in the greater Champaign-Urbana area, and men and women for that matter. The preponderance are men, but ministry leaders, many of the pastors and ministry leaders that meet once a month, I've always encouraged, equipped, and empowered them with different speakers. But I thought, what is being done for the pastor's wives? What is being done to encourage and bless bless them because they have a strategic role in the church through their own gifts, let alone supportive role for their husbands that are pastors. And so I thought, let's launch that in Springfield. And with Joyce being a woman and being our station manager, I can't be doing it. I'm not a woman. And so I want this to be facilitated by Joyce and Ani and Holly. And we're just praying it through how God would launch a ministry to the first ladies, to the pastor's wives, and do it in such a way that they're blessed through it. And so we have a tentative possible date of April 9th. We're working on some special speakers and maybe some business sponsors that'll help underwrite a nice lunch for these ladies. And we'd meet once a month. We're thinking about Tuesdays. And I think you're saying like the second Tuesdays of every month. We're still praying it all up. And there's a lot of logistics and planning and getting the word out. But I would ask, as you hear this, maybe you're a pastor's wife and you're like, wow, I'm really encouraged by hearing that you're going to do something for us. Yeah, we're going to love on you, or they're going to love on you, and they're going to provide speakers each and every month that will help you in your faith journey, help you in your role where you get poured out, maybe soul care and how to meet expectations that are unrealistic or how to serve. And so we want to touch the first lady. So I'll have more to say. I mentioned it briefly at the Springfield and Vicinity Ministerial Alliance this past week, but I think this is a needed ministry, and I want to be on the cutting edge of helping these first ladies. And we're assembling a team with Ani and Joyce and Holly and others. And so you'll hear more about it, but please be praying. And the potential launching date is April 9th. We'll see if that can come together. Then I went on to another thing. I communicated with Huntley Brown last night. Long story, but Huntley Brown will be in town on Sunday, June 30th. In town means in Champaign, to host the morning service at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. He and the church have invited the singing men to join in on the 10:30 service. And I put a little asterisk. Some of you know about the very successful gathering we had at Springfield last year with Huntley Brown and the singing men. And so then I go on to say, I'm thinking Huntley could help us pull off a community-wide worship service, maybe the Saturday night before the Sunday afternoon. Anyways, our community prayer gathering last Thursday met, and we all affirmed that, yes, how God might use a community-wide where we all came together like we did during the Audience of One. We all came together not to talk about prayer, not to teach about prayer, but to actually pray, and that's what we did. Well, this is a time we're going to come together and just worship. And I think Huntley Brown would be the man that God would use to bring us all together. And I hope we can maybe assemble a 200-person choir on stage representing all the churches and denominations and life experiences and have a real colorful group of people up on stage worshiping God, facilitating the worship with everyone in the audience. And so more to say about that. That's going to probably happen in June. And it looks like some things have fallen into place already, and I'll have a lot more to say about that, but that's going to happen, I think, in the coming days. And so then I go on to say much more could be said about that and the schedules and rehearsals and bringing the different churches together. So be praying as I learn that the Virginia Theater is available that Saturday night or Sunday. And Huntley Brown also texts me, yes, this sounds incredible. I've been running nonstop here, but we'll respond again shortly. I'm about to teach a Bible study and we'll respond after that. And he said, everything you have outlined sounds great. And that's to utilize Huntley Brown's gifts to bring us all together for a worshipful experience. And those of you in Springfield that have heard Huntley Brown know how successful it was when we had hundreds of people at Calvary Church and brought many different denominations and people together. And this is, I hope, going to fill maybe the Virginia Theater with 1,500 of us all worshiping God. So that could be an incredible gathering. So I'd ask that you also pray for that. And then I put some more other things in. So I think I wore them out with this email, but it seems like I had you guys in so I could tell the story to somebody. But Dave, in our closing couple minutes, you know, as our director of development and really new into the position, it's been, if you will, a week. We've talked a bunch, but I know you've had a heart for the radio ministry, but why are you taking on this position when you just went into retirement in January?
Well, Mark, I appreciate you putting in a good word for us, but WLUJ has been a big part of our family for years, really since the late 80s when we first started listening to it. And it's what wakes me up in the morning. It's what's on in the bathroom when I'm shaving and showering, and then multiple times throughout the day. It's been a big contributor to my faith walk, and I know how important it is. And fortunately, in a position where I retired just a few weeks ago, and now at this point, I just want to do anything I can to help grow the kingdom and share the good news. And it's just, you know, an act of God, I think, the way that
Lined
we were brought together
up.
Here. And all of a sudden, in a just short period of time, we were able to get together. I'm looking forward to it.
And we'll save some of this for that testimony Tuesday down the road when we share your book, Why Is This Happening? But I think it was Donna Leland that made some comments during the broadcast that you followed up on. And then you and I connected and then connected again and then connected for a few hours here and then a number of emails and texts. And then your visit to Champaign last week, and then last Friday we met up, and again yesterday with Johnny, and then today's broadcast. And then, Ani, in our closing minute or two, you're getting into your second week. You heard Johnny last Thursday. What's drawn you to this radio ministry?
I'm very happy how much you guys have got me involved here. I really appreciate all of the events you're allowing me to come to, kind of just being able to learn all these different elements of this station and how everything works, and I'm having a great time and bringing it all to the Lord's glory, meeting lots of great people. And I had a wonderful time listening to Johnny. He had a very, very powerful testimony. I think that touched absolutely everybody in the room and gave us all chills probably the whole time he was talking. Encouraging all of us that we have a Savior that doesn't care about our race, our past, our where we grew up, our upbringing, anything that's happened to us. He will keep chasing us until he gets us, and he loves us, and he will prove that to us. And it was very, very amazing.
Well, as our listeners have heard me say, I've been praying up God to expand our borders and bring other people. And both you, Ani, and Dave, I think your skill sets and your gifts, but more importantly, your walk with the Lord, your passion for biblical truth and for allowing Jesus to work in and through you is what drew me to both of you. And I'm excited to kind of share you with our radio listeners. And listening friend, be praying for Dave, be praying for Ani as they fulfill different roles. Ani did some calls last Friday, I think, to our Decatur listeners to encourage them. And Dave, you might hear his voice over the air in the coming days. And if he approaches you about some of the vision that we have for the radio ministry, embrace him. He and I think very much alike and just want to see more people tuning in, because we have great biblical teaching, God-honoring music, and we lift high the name of Jesus. It's what we're all about, to educate, edify, and evangelize. And I've shared this many times, educate in biblical truth. That's what we're all about, the Bible. That's God's handbook for all of us. It's his love letter to us. And then to edify, we just want to encourage you. We want to bless you with our devotional thoughts, with the things that are broadcast over the air. And then all of us are very passionate, evangelize. We want people to know that God loves them. He has a plan and purpose for your life, and he demonstrated it by what Jesus did on the cross for all of us. He died for our sins. We're a sin-fallen world, and we need redemption. And Jesus provided that as we call on him, as we see him as our Lord and Savior. And we talked about this past Friday, he becomes Lord of all of our lives. And so Jesus is worthy to be our Lord and Savior. And we thank God that we get to broadcast that message 24 hours a day. So thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Dave Finch, and Ani Lutchman with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.